See who was on. Great. Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Christopher Bell. I'm chair of the UDC Board of Trustees, and today is on June 29, 2021, and this is a meeting of the Executive Committee of the Board of Trustees. Ms. Rivers, would you please do the roll call?
Trustee Bell?
Yes.
Trustee Clyburn?
Here.
Dr. Barazone? Trustee Shelton?
Here.
Mr. Chair, you have a quorum.
Thank you so very much, Ms. Rivers. Thank you, everyone, for attending this meeting. We have a few items to discuss, and then if these matters are approved, they'll be ratified by the board in our 6:30 board meeting this evening. The first item that we have to do is approval of the minutes. Those minutes were circulated by email, and they are from our prior meeting that was held on, my goodness, I don't have the date in front of me.
June 29th.
It was June 29th, that's right. Okay, thank you. Thank you. So, Executive Committee members, I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes or questions, comments about the minutes.
Jerome Shelton.
Go ahead, Ms. Clyburn.
If there are no questions or additions or deletions, I move for approval.
Second.
Jerome. It has been moved and seconded to move for approval. Any discussion, questions? Okay, actually, point of information from Ms. Rivers. Ms. Rivers, was there a discrepancy in the minutes that you had mentioned earlier? I'm sorry, my mind is drawing a fog about what you have indicated.
There needs to be an omission in the attendees list, so I'll make that change and amend them that way.
Okay, and who was the person that's being omitted? Oh, no, there was an omission. So who should be added?
Oh, sorry, it needs to be, Mr. Stovall needs to be taken off.
Oh, okay, yes. Okay, thank you so very much. Okay, so the minutes will be revised to delete Troy Lamal Stovall as being in attendance for the minutes. Sorry, I didn't see that actually. So thank you very much, Ms. Rivers, for that correction. If there's no further discussion, we can move into a roll call vote on approval of the minutes. Ms. Rivers?
Trustee Bell?
Yes.
Trustee Clyburn?
Aye.
Dr. Barazone? Trustee Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, the motion carries.
Thank you so very much, Ms. Rivers. All right, we have three action items on our agenda tonight, and they all involve, they all involve approval of executive appointments. The first one is Dr. Ravi Chinta of the Associate Dean School of Business and Public Administration. So Dr. Chinta's information was included in your information, and I'm going to pull up his information right now. While I'm doing that, President Mason or Dr. Potter, would either of you like to say anything about Mr. Chinta?
Yeah, Potter can speak to Chinta and Dwayne Jones.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Lawrence Potter, Chief Academic Officer here at the University of the District of Columbia. Let me just say that there was a national search for the associate dean in the School of Business and Public Administration. The search yielded a fairly diverse pool of candidates, and ultimately the recommendation from the dean and search committee was the appointment of Dr. Ravi Chinta. Dr. Chinta brings to the university an incredible amount of experience, having served both in academia, but also in the private sector. He has been strongly and adeptly involved in AACSB accreditation, which was one of the primary considerations for the hiring of a new associate dean. As you all know, trustees, we are currently in the process of undergoing a review for AACSB accreditation, and so he brings that level of engagement and expertise to the position. He is well published in a number of peer-reviewed journals. His teaching has been cited And he has been, at least from the referencing, has been a fairly consistent and thoughtful colleague in prior positions based on working with faculty as well as other administrators. And so we present Dr. Ravi Chinta for the Associate Dean in the School of Business and Public Administration.
Thank you so much, Dr. Potter, for that. We appreciate that summary. Trustees, are there any questions for Dr. Potter about Dr. Chinta?
Motion to
I'm sorry. This is Mignon Clyburn. And Dr. Potter, and I know this was part of the attraction, but I did also note his private sector entrepreneurial investment, portfolio. And that entrepreneurial, background should augment, hopefully, not only the school's experience, but hopefully that will trickle more into the classroom and augment that part of, hopefully the part of the options that students would consider.
Absolutely, Trustee Clyburn. As you know, his background is strategy and entrepreneurship, so we think that that is something that will be akin to just the very day-to-day new proposals that will come out and some of the teaching that will come through his opportunity and engagement with students in the classroom.
Excellent. I would like to add that he seems to be an exceptional candidate and I think well-suited for making the school. So this seems like a wonderful pick for the university. So very impressed by his credentials and the others as well. Trustee Shelton, I wanted to ask if it pleases you and Trustee Clyburn, if we consider these in block. And so if that is okay, what I'd like to do is discuss the other two candidates, Dr. Dwayne Jones and then Mr. Stephen Byam, in advance or before we take a vote so that we can vote on them in block.
I would make that motion that we vote for them on block.
Okay, a motion has been made to approve that when we go to vote, that these be voted in a block. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. In order to approve the decision to vote on block, Trustee Barazzoni has joined us as a member of the executive committee, and I also see Trustee Scott has joined us as well. So thank you for being here. The motion on the floor now is to vote in block when we come to vote for the three executive appointments that are on the executive committee agenda, Dr. Chinta, Dr. Dwayne Jones, and Mr. Stephen Byam. So all in favor, please roll call vote. Sorry, Ms. Rivers.
Trustee Bell?
Yes.
Trustee Clyburn?
Yes.
Dr. Barazzoni?
Yes.
Trustee Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, the motion carries.
Thank you so very much. And with that, I'd like to have the discussion for Dr. Dwayne Jones. Dr. Potter, I believe you were going to speak to him as well.
Sure. Good afternoon again, Trustees. Lawrence Potter, Chief Academic Officer, University of the District of Columbia. And it's my pleasure to present to you Dr. Dwayne Jones, who has been identified as the next dean of the College of Agriculture, Urban Sustainability, and Environmental Sciences. Dr. Jones has competed for this position. He served in an interim capacity for about 18 months after Dr. Sabina O'Hara's decision to return to the faculty and direct our doctoral program. There was a national search. We hired AGB Consulting to run this search. We had four finalist candidates, each of whom could do the job. Dr. Jones prevailed after the initial offer was declined by a candidate who very much wanted to join the University of the District of Columbia, but took another job here in the district working for USDA. And in fact, we have been in contact with that person, and he will be a friend to UDC for many, many, many years to come based on his new appointment in servicing minority-serving institutions that are land grant. So Dr. Jones, in his role as acting dean, was able to make a number of advancements within the College of Agriculture, Urban Sustainability, and Environmental Sciences, and has really kind of organized the college in a forward-thinking manner. Dr. Jones is no stranger to the University of the District of Columbia. He continues to be a joy to work with. Many of his colleagues have been complimentary of his accessibility, and he brings both a practitioner as well as a scholarly approach to the work that he does here at the university. He has received a number of grants while being on on the team here at UDC and has a number of publications that are forthcoming. The last thing that I will say that has been very instrumental in Dr. Jones's experiences here at the university is that he was one of the faculty who served on the founding partnership with Fielding Graduate University in the establishment of our PhD programs. And so Dr. Jones has shepherded that process in tandem with Dr. O'Hara, and we continue to see great return on investment from that partnership. In those regards, I present to you Dr. Dwayne Jones as Dean of Causes.
Thank you. And I just wanted to note that Trustee Barbara is here as well. I see her on the screen, so I didn't intend to omit her previously. So welcome, Trustee Barbara. Are there any questions for Dr. Potter from the Executive Committee regarding Dr. Jones? I had one. Well, others may formulate. I just wanted to know what the role is of the Faculty Senate in terms of recommending or approving. Do they review these nominees as well, sign off? How does that work?
So the role of Faculty Senate in executive appointments is that they are given the opportunity to participate at the search level. They do not make a wholesale recommendation based on executive appointments, but when candidates are moving through the search process, they are engaged at levels, particularly if they have faculty who are representatives on the Senate within the college or school. Those representatives oftentimes are voices for the Senate.
Okay. And is it safe to assume that the respective colleges are supportive of both the nominees that we have for Dr. Chinta's candidacy as well as Dr. Jones's candidacy?
Absolutely safe to assume that. In fact, all of the search committees constituted for these searches were reflective of faculty and administrators. The public presentations afforded students the opportunity to engage because they were virtual. All of the feedback from faculty, staff, and students in relation to the respective colleges and or schools is taken into consideration as part of the recommendation.
Right. May I ask, do you...
We have to identify ourselves. Sorry.
I beg your pardon.
Sure.
Bill, thank you, Esther Barisani. And my interest is in whether we feel there's going to be, particularly for the Dean of Causes, a continuity of direction for the school with the last dean. Are we looking for change or are we looking for continuity? And what do you think you're going to have?
So I think that the answer to that question from where I sit, Trustee Barisani, is a both and. One of the important aspects of being able to carry forward continuity is that Dr. Jones was recruited by Dr. O'Hara. And for very specific reasons, the urban sustainability and environmental sciences component, because as you know, Dr. Jones's background is in urban planning and urban sustainability. He came from a land-grant institution, North Carolina State University, which is one of the top-flight performing land-grant institutions. I do expect that there will be some changes. Dr. Jones has already implemented some changes under his aegis as the acting dean. So, for example, one of the major changes was within the structure of our 4-H program on the land grant side. It was really a conglomerate of one unit that really got barred down. And so within each of the centers, Dr. Jones has kind of decentralized 4-H such that we have representation in the wards on each of the centers. And so that is touching primary schools, secondary, as well as public and charter schools. That creates greater reach for the institution, visibility and representation. The last thing that I will say is that Dr. Jones has ushered in collaboration with my office, the Center for Urban Research, Engagement and Sustainability that is being led currently by Dr. Matthew Richardson. And so the research profile of the institution and the interdisciplinary nature is a kind of pivot for the college as well. The last thing that I will say with respect to change is that I think a lot of faculty perceived land grant operations and land grant functions as the responsibility to causes and causes exclusively. Under Dr. Jones's leadership and from a directive from this office, it is important that faculty began to understand that we are a land grant university and not a land grant college. And so Dr. Jones has been tasked with actually extending the tentacles of the land grant into the other colleges such that it is replicated and really aligned seamlessly throughout activities within those colleges, and students who are in other colleges and schools can benefit from the land grant apparatus.
That's very interesting. So does that mean perhaps there might be more connection between, say, business and sustainability?
Absolutely.
Great. Thank you. Great explanation. Thank you.
Thank you. Trustees, other questions?
This is Mignon Claiborne. Dr. Potter and Dr. Rizzone, you know, to affirm how sage that question and the answer, you know, that they are, when you think about the things that are coming down the pike from the federal government, regardless if it's skinny or fat, with the recovery, the next phase of recovery, a lot of the funding that would come out of an agency called NTIA, which is a telecommunications information office, will be tied and will almost force, you know, the colleges within systems, you know, to work together in order to not only secure funding, but to shore up the ICT or the infrastructure when it comes. And we talked about this Saturday, you know, when it comes to, you know, our telecommunications and our security apparatus, as well as the other, you know, disciplines. You know, none of us can work and thrive if we don't eat. So that, you know, that's an organic, you know, tie anyway. But I think the current system and how things are evolving will help the doctors, the soon-to-be dean, help his vision along, and it will be extremely more organic than ever before.
Right. Absolutely. Excellent point. Further questions, comments? If there are none for Dr. Jones, we'll move to our next candidate for executive appointment, Mr. Stephen Byam. He's the candidate for Associate Vice President in Information Technology. President Mason, were you speaking to this candidate?
COO Franklin will handle that.
Oh, okay, sorry. Mr. Franklin.
Good afternoon, trustees. David Franklin, CEO for the University of the District of Columbia. It's a pleasure this afternoon to present Mr. Stephen Byam as the Associate VP of Information Technology. Mr. Stephen Byam comes with his credentials speaks for itself. He holds a Master's of Administration from Howard University, a Bachelor's of Science in Electrical Engineering from Howard University. He's has his project management certification from Georgetown University, and he currently serves as the CIO at Baltimore Community College. It's important to know that we did a national search for the VP of Information Technology. Mr. Bynum was a close runner-up to Sharef, who you met on Saturday as our VP. We are pleased to have him. We think that he's going to bring and add additional bench strength to the IT infrastructure here at the university. One of the things is that's important to know about Stefan is that he actually worked previously here at the university in the capacity of a director of business applications and development. His skills speaks for itself. The university is pleased to have him back. When you look at the scope of work that he's done in terms of his resume, it is really an added value to the university and is a benefit for us to be able to bring him back in this capacity to, again, more so complement that of the VP of IT, who is focusing most of his time at this point in time is focused on the infrastructure and also security management. Stefan is really going to add bench strength from that project, his project management skill set. We have a number of projects that are upcoming in FY22 in the pipeline currently, and we believe adding him to the team is only going to benefit us, not only the IT department, but the university as a whole.
Excellent. Thank you, Mr. Franklin. Are there questions from the executive committee members or other trustees on the line? I would just like to say that, again, all three of these candidates seem exceptional, and you made a reference to our hearing about needs from at the retreat from Suresh Murugan, and I just wanted to say that was a retreat that was held for the trustees to discuss issues for the university, and at that retreat, the technical needs of the university and challenges confronting the university were made quite apparent. So I'm very appreciative that Mr. Stephen Bynum is coming on board to assist Suresh in those efforts to help secure the university's technology infrastructure. So thank you. Any other questions, comments? Oh. If there are none, the chair will entertain a motion to vote on these three.
Jerome Shelton, a motion to approve the candidates in block.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Esther Barazzani, I'll second.
The motion has been made and seconded. We will move into a roll call vote to approve these three candidates. I think I need to read their whereas clauses, so just give me a moment, please. First, the appointment of Dr. Ravi Chinta as Associate Dean of the School of Business and Public Administration at the University of the District of Columbia. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of the University of the District of Columbia approves the appointment of Dr. Ravi Chinta as Associate Dean of the School of Business and Public Administration, effective October 1st, 2021, consistent with the terms and conditions of his appointment letter. For Dr. Jones, it's the appointment of Dr. Dwayne L. Jones as Dean of the College of Agriculture, Urban Sustainability, and Environmental Sciences at the University of the District of Columbia. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of the University of the District of Columbia approves the appointment of Dr. Dwayne Jones as Dean of the College of Agriculture, Urban Sustainability, and Environmental Sciences, effective October 1st, 2021, consistent with the terms and conditions of his appointment letter. And then finally, the appointment of Mr. Stephen Bynum as Associate Vice President, Stefan Bynum as Associate Vice President, Information Technology at the University of the District of Columbia. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of the University of the District of Columbia approves the appointment of Mr. Stefan Bynum as Associate Vice President, Information Technology in the Office of Information Technology, effective October 18th, 2021, consistent with the terms and conditions of his appointment letter. Ms. Rivers, if you will do the roll call vote.
Chairman Bob?
Yes.
Trustee Clyburn?
Yes, sorry about that. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Barazzani?
Yes.
Trustee Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, the motion carries.
Thank you so very much, Ms. Rivers. Ladies and gentlemen, that will conclude this executive committee meeting. We are going to be convening in a few minutes for our board meeting. At 6 o'clock, we will have an update from the foundation, and then we will move into our regular scheduled board meeting for 6:30 this evening. So with that, I'll take a motion to adjourn the executive committee.
So moved, Mr. Chairman. Point of information.
Okay. Oh, yes, point of information. Go ahead, Trustee Shelton.
Do we have to do anything to transition to the board meeting?
Ms. Rivers, I believe we can stay on the line, or do we need to use a separate link?
It's all one link.
Oh, it's all the same link, so we can just stay on the line. Okay.
Thank you.
It's been moved and seconded, so we'll move into a roll call vote to adjourn this meeting of the executive committee.
Chairman Bell?
Yes.
Trustee Clyburn?
Yes.
Dr. Barazone?
Yes.
Trustee Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, the motion carries.
Thank you so very much. Trustees, we'll see you in just a few minutes when we reconvene to hear the update from the foundation. Thank you so very much.